On Wall Street, some are calling tomorrow Super Thursday, with three big events that could shake things up. Former FBI Director James Comey's testimony on Capitol Hill, the British elections, and a big meeting of the European Central Bank. Joining us now is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the Comey testimony. What are the markets watching for there?
Well, first, if you step back and just look at the markets this year, it's been an amazingly tranquil, calm market. So that sort of explains why traders are getting a little bit giddy, honestly, about the possibility of gyrations in markets tomorrow. Because the one really exceptionally volatile day this year, markets dropped almost 2%, was after the New York Times reported on Comey's memos that documented how President Trump had said he hoped the Russian investigation would go away. And that really marked an interesting turning point in the market's assessment of the situation. Obviously, investors had seemed to be willing to say innocent until proven guilty when it comes to the Russian probe. But this possibility of obstruction of justice had suddenly become a more acute threat to the markets. So this week, obviously, there's been some reports that Comey is going to stop short of saying he obstructed, that Trump obstructed justice. But who really knows what else he'll have to say, especially now that he's a private citizen. So I think that's why most of Wall Street will be glued to this testimony.
Well, and the implication is that if this is really damaging to the White House, that the president's agenda would be in trouble. And specifically, I think when we're talking about what markets are worried about, it's the tax cut package.
Yeah, mainly the tax cut and also the deregulation push as well is very popular with stock investors.
Although the markets do get things wrong sometimes. And I'm thinking about the night that the Brexit news came out and election night when the markets were just all over the place because what they had bet on was wrong.
Right. That's exactly right.
So the other thing that's happening tomorrow is the British elections. And now it looks like a real chance that Labour could win and that Jeremy Corbyn could be the prime minister.
Yeah, the polls have quite tightened quite a bit. I mean, I think Theresa May and the Conservatives are still out in the lead pretty well. But those polls have really tightened enough that it makes you wonder what would happen if Labour does make inroads. And the general notion is that the Labour Party in Britain would be more open to bigger government spending, higher deficits, and that would lead to higher interest rates in Britain, maybe some weakness in the pound. But there's sort of a more troubling scenario that some traders are worried about, and that's basically a hung parliament where no one gets the majority. And that would really drag out these Brexit negotiations. And that, from a trader's perspective, that's probably the bigger risk to the markets if that were to happen.
And what about the third thing that makes this Super Thursday, and that is the meeting of the European Central Bank? What are people expecting there?
Well, obviously, the economic outlook in Europe has improved pretty strongly this year. So the question is, when will the ECB under Mario Draghi begin to really aggressively tighten the stimulus measures? Just like the Federal Reserve, not only have they kept interest rates super low, but they've also been buying bonds to sort of help keep interest rates low and stimulate the economy. And reversing that, normalizing, as they call it, is it's obviously a process that is fraught with peril,
right,
if it's done in a way that's perceived to be too hasty. So the market's going to be keeping an eye on Mario Draghi to see how he handles that tomorrow.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, talking to us about a lot of stuff happening tomorrow in the markets. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.